From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bourdain to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900, or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com.
It's clearance time at Tack & Shoes, and the savings are huge. Tack & has the best sheepskin slippers and boots from Bearpaw, Emu, and Superlamb, now 20 to 50% off. 20 to 50% off fall and end-of-season casual shoes from favorites like Clarks, Atrex, Birkenstock, Born, Heen, and more. And, of course, work boots from Wolverine, Red Wing, Redback, Ariat, Workzone, and more. The January clearance sale at Tack & 8th and Spring in Paso, 668 Marsh and Slo, or online at 805boots.com.
Fox Sports Update on KPRL, brought to you by Deeds Bar & Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, Wine Down Wednesday, and specials Thursday through Saturday.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Dan Beyer.
Cleveland Browns rookie quarterback Shedeur Sanders has been named to the AFC Pro Bowl game's roster, replacing Patriots quarterback Drake May. News was first reported by NFL insider Jordan Schultz, Lions quarterback Jared Goff replacing Seahawks quarterback Sam Darnold for the NFC. The Athletic's Diana Rossini says recently unretired quarterback Phillip Rivers has withdrawn his name from consideration for the Buffalo Bills head coaching position. Rivers interviewed with the team on Friday with a report saying Rivers wanted to go back and continue to coach high school football in Alabama. Now, yesterday, the Bills interviewed Jaguars offensive coordinator Grant Yudinski. He withdrew his name from the Browns head coaching search, according to multiple reports. Yudinski is going to return to Jacksonville on a new deal as their offensive coordinator if he does not get the Bills head coaching job. In baseball, outfielder Harrison Bader signed a two-year deal with the San Francisco Giants worth more than $20 million. In the NBA, Pacers up on the Hawks midway through the third, 81-70.
Fox Sports Update on KPRL, brought to you by Deeds Bar & Grill at the Paso Robles Golf Club. Great food, great view, great people. Prime Rib Monday, Taco Tuesday, Wine Down Wednesday, and specials Thursday through Saturday. Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Paso Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. While California pear growers need relief from Argentine imports, they say have displaced their fruit in U.S. markets and driven down prices. In 10 years, the volume of Argentine pears sold in the U.S. more than doubled, surpassing California-grown Bartlett's on the fresh market. Sacramento County grower Ryan Elliott says it's one of the biggest headwinds the California pear industry has faced, and if we don't figure something out, we won't be around. Well, the U.S. agricultural land market is shifting after years of steady growth. Although land values are still historically high, current signs indicate a more complex situation driven by local and regional factors. Colton Lasenia, Senior Vice President at Farmers National Company, says after years of steady growth, we're seeing the farmland market stabilize. Areas with high crop yields, diversified farms, and dependable groundwater continue to attract buyers and maintain steady values. And a new Democratic National Committee report estimates over 22 million households will lose SNAP benefits under the GOP's One Big Beautiful Bill, a claim, according to Politico, Republicans reject. House Ag Chair G.T. Thompson says their new cost-share system is based on states' error rates in administering benefits. Several states say they might have to cut SNAP benefits under the new rules, but Thompson argues the law merely incentivizes states to be more accurate.
Increasing your almond yield can seem like a tough nut to crack, but it doesn't have to be. Protect your crop with Marivon fungicide at Bloom for added resiliency against frost, long-lasting broad-spectrum disease control, and proven yield results. See? That wasn't tough at all. Marivon fungicide, number one at Bloom for all the right reasons. Always read and follow label directions.
Today, we're talking with aphids and whiteflies about Safina insecticide from BASF.
We just got nailed with it.
So tell us, how you feeling?
Really, really weird.
And you still want to devour this field?
No way, bro.
There you have it, folks. Safina insecticide is specifically engineered to disorient aphids and whiteflies so they can't eat. And when they can't eat, they can't destroy.
Help protect your alfalfa from aphids with Safina insecticide. Always read and follow label directions.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.
Today in Farming on KPRL is brought to you by Pass Robles Glass, established in 1947, always up on the latest technology and training. They do windows right. Call Pass Robles Glass, 805-238-4014.
This Fox Business News Update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are climbing ahead of a week of big tech earnings, with four of the Magnificent Seven stocks delivering financial results. The NASDAQ and S&P 500 are on track for a fourth straight day of gains, and shares of Apple and Meta are up more than 2% ahead of their earnings release this week. And gold topping $5,100 for the first time, while silver has hit an all-time high and topping $117 for the first time. Quantum computing company IonQ is expanding and is buying semiconductor foundry SkyWater for $1.8 billion. The deal would bring semiconductor manufacturing in-house and boost the development of its next-generation quantum processors. And shares of CoreWeave are surging more than 15% after AI darling NVIDIA said it will invest an additional $2 billion in the AI cloud company. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
This Fox Business News Update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
American Legends next on KPRL. Brought to you by Davis Body Shop.
In order to leave the Soviet Union, a Soviet citizen must have 900 Russian rubles for a visa and more courage than is normally allotted to humankind. I'll be right back.
Reagan, in his own voice, is brought to you by K-Brush Concrete, serving the entire Central Coast for more than a decade. Call Kevin at K-Brush Concrete, 423-4033.
Russian law and the Universal Declaration of Human Rights fully entitle a citizen of the Soviet Union to an exit visa, meaning permission to leave there and live in another country. As a matter of fact, that Helsinki Pact they talked us into signing contains their pledge to let people live where they want to. Like yesterday's newspaper, the Helsinki Pact should be used for wrapping garbage. Literally thousands of Soviet citizens are in concentration camps for trying to obtain an exit visa. For other thousands, the price for seeking a visa is automatic dismissal from their jobs. One of the latter is Ida Nubel, born in Russia in 1931. She is Jewish. In a letter to a Soviet official, she wrote, "I was born and raised here. I am part of this land. But I am also part of another land as well, a land that is the dream of my people." Ida Nubel wants to go to Israel, wants to be a part of making the ancient prophecies of her religion come true. When she first applied for a visa in 1971, she was fired from her job in Moscow's Institute of Planning and Production. The excuse for not granting her a visa was that she is privy to state secrets. Ida Neubel's job was studying the standards of hygiene in food shops and the control of infection in various foods. She says, "The greatest secrets I had access to were where rats and mice build their nests." For 5 years, she's been without a job. In January 1975, she married Yul Brynd, who had obtained an exit visa before he met Ida. He was forced to leave Russia without her, and now lives in Israel. She is constantly watched, followed, and arrested for no reason whatsoever. In one 15-day period, she was arrested 5 times. In Moscow, arrests of this kind aren't what you see in Kojak on TV. Over the years, she has been forcibly seized, thrown into dark basement rooms, often disrobed and beaten on the pretense of a weapon search, left for days without food, lying on a vermin-infested floor. Ida Neubel is 45 years of age and has a history of heart trouble, but her medical card has been stamped alcoholic, which she is not. In the Soviet Union, that is standard practice for anyone they might want to bury in a mental institution. You'd think her own troubles would be all she had time for, but then we don't know this frail little 45-year-old lady. She is fondly referred to as the little angel by those imprisoned in labor camps. She sends them soup cubes, vitamins, medicines, and letters to boost them physically and spiritually. One prisoner after his release said, "There is no woman on earth whom we value more." She has written countless letters to Brezhnev and other leaders of the workers' paradise, not in her own behalf, but begging for the freedom of others and their right to leave Russia. Why don't we write some letters in behalf of Ida Neubel to the Soviet ambassador, the Soviet embassy, Washington, D.C.? It might worry him a little about detente to know how we feel. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
Reagan in his own voice, brought to you by K Brush Concrete. Anything to do with concrete, from a 5x5 walkway to a 500,000 square foot foundation. Call 423-4033.
Are you prepared? Uncle Ed's Outfitters is offering basic to advanced training. They are licensed CPRA, NRA, USCCA, and offer specialty classes in firearms assembly and maintenance courses. It's good to own a firearm, but it's a perishable skill, and you need to be prepared to use it. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Find us at AtascaderoGunShop.com. Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero on South El Camino Real in the Oaks Plaza.
KPRL presents Sound Off, the longest-running radio talk show in San Luis Obispo County. Sound Off on the North County's choice for local talk, KPRL. The views and opinions expressed on Sound Off do not necessarily reflect those of KPRL, its management, staff, or sponsors.
Sound Off on AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, your auto collision specialist in Paso Robles and Atascadero.
This is Sound Off, where the North County comes to talk on The Right Choice, KPRL.
Good afternoon, and welcome to Sound Off on this Monday afternoon. Kevin Will in studio with our special guest this afternoon, John Whitford from John Whitford Communication. And I guess we can also say from John Whitford Communication, John Rickwald, or JR, as most people know him. And we'll be talking about CERT. So what is it today? Are you separate from John today, or are you part of just CERT?
Well, we want to promote John Whitford Communications, definitely, but we could talk about CERT at the end of this, the trail end.
Okay.
But for those who don't know, CERT stands for Community Emergency Response Team, which is a national FEMA project to teach people to be better prepared for disaster, and there are classes locally here in North County. We'll get back to that.
Okay, and before we get over to John, something just popped in my head regarding that. Is this the CERT, is it a distant relative of what people may remember as the civil defense teams that used to pop up?
No, not really, because the civil defense teams, everybody was obligated, and with CERT, you're not obligated. Basically, we'll teach a class, and usually 8 out of 10 people will continue on. We call that catch and release, and the other two will become a team member. And even when you're a team member, you're not obligated. That way you're not stuck in doing something you don't want to do.
Okay, John, you've been around for a couple of years doing what you do from John Whitford Communications, starting in this county in 1982. Did you start at Atascadero?
I did start in Atascadero. If you remember Falcon Cable,
yep.
That's where I started, and I decided to quit that and go on my own, started installing TV antennas, and then went into the big satellite dishes and installed the very first DirecTV in Atascadero, probably one of the first ones on the West Coast. And everything's kind of changed since then, from analog to digital.
From 82, within a couple of years, did the technology change like we've seen in the last 10 years?
Oh, definitely. I would say technology changes severely within about 5 years.
No, I'm referring to from when 1982, when you started, was it a slow change of, you know, these dishes, now we're going to this, more internet, et cetera, et cetera?
Yeah, I guess you could say over the course of every 5 years or so, it probably was a slow change going from C-band analog and then eventually into the DirecTV. And then what we've seen since then is people are moving away from the satellite television programming and cable programming, then going into the internet. So for quite some time, I didn't even think about internet because nobody did it. And that's almost all we do now is internet.
Now, speaking of the internet and the changes, one of the things, primarily it was TV, I'm assuming, and
exactly.
Now, but you can, all the home security, the cameras, I mean, there's just a plethora of things for people with the technology, and I guess and for many people, the simplicity of the technology.
Exactly. When it was just the television days, that's all you could do was watch it. And now that you have internet, you can, of course, watch anything that you want to that's streaming on your television set. You can look at your security cameras. You can utilize your wireless devices. There's so many different things that you can do with internet that's almost made regular television really archaic these days.
And for people who maybe scared is the correct word of, well, gee, I'm used to watching my television set. When I hear internet, does that mean that I'm going to have to go away from my television set? And, for many people, it's like, gee, I don't know if I want to do this because I'm afraid.
Well, these days, if you go out and buy a new television set, which most people are, they're already a smart TV. So that's part of something that you already have. So in order to watch television, you just subscribe to apps like Netflix and Hulu, Fox News, some of those things. So you're able to watch anything that you want on the internet. If you want to get local channels, that's a little more difficult. Sometimes you'll need an off-air antenna. We do quite a few of those, and I think, JR, you did one recently. Would you get like 40 channels?
Yeah, that
or
was
something?
Amazing. Well, the house is in the right location to get almost everything that was available out there. When a house is down in a canyon, it's hard to get a signal. Well, it's funny is, 10, 15 years ago, me and John laughed about not putting antennas up anymore, and we'll never do that again. But here we are full circle because now the transmitters are putting out HD, digital HD, and you get a better picture off the antenna than you do off the satellite dish when it comes to local programming.
Well, again, that's the amazement of the technology and how they're able to do that.
Right, right.
Because... in many cases, John, aren't we, well, depending on our needs, we're kind of forced to either upgrade even though the old may be working, or just because we're going to have to because the company here, whatever, says, look, this is how we're doing it now. You have no choice.
Yeah, I think it's a transition. My mother, who lives in Idaho, is 87 years old now. And she's already made that transition. She turned off her cable company, and she does all of her services streaming. So people, like you kind of mentioned, think maybe it's a little complicated. It's really not. It's just something new to learn, but you're still going to use a remote control. You're still going to watch your TV channels. If my mom can do it, 87 years old, anybody can stream television.
I think some people, and I'll put my hand up for this, when I first heard about the internet TV, I think, damn, I'm going to have wires running across this room over to this room to hook in. You know, it's just be a pain in the neck.
So it's all wireless now, so you don't even have to worry about that. Now people can just go down, buy a brand new TV, hang it on the wall. Only thing it needs is a power cord. Everything else is Wi-Fi.
Right. So for those of us, what is the what's the difference between Wi-Fi and the Starlink?
Okay. That's a good question because I get that all the time. I'll have people that call me and they say, I want to get TV or I want to get internet, but does Starlink have all of that? Yes and no. Starlink is strictly a way to get to the internet. So it gives you an internet connection from your house to the World Wide Web. Wi-Fi is a router or device that connects to the Starlink that's included with the Starlink kit that creates a wireless signal. So there's two ways to get internet, wired or wireless. So if you have a Starlink system, you can do it either way. But Wi-Fi and internet can be used interchangeable. Most people call it Wi-Fi. It's just a buzzword, but it is internet. You can't have Wi-Fi and no internet. Same thing.
Wi-Fi is basically the signal that would go throughout your house. And no matter if you have internet through the cable company or you have it through Starlink, those are the internet connections. But Wi-Fi will connect to your phone, your TV, your other devices throughout the house, the surveillance cameras, so on and so forth.
Are we still at the point where, I know you mentioned the location for the old antennas.
Right.
Because I know you guys, well, you're in this county, so are the days of, gee, I can't get good service, are they over?
Good service?
Well, I mean, connections. From a connection standpoint, hey, I'm cutting in, I'm cutting out.
No. If you're talking TV antennas, no, you can.
Well, even phone as well.
Well, most people are using wireless phones these days. So let's say you had an internet service like Starlink. A lot of our customers live in areas they cannot get any telephone signal. So what do? They just turn Wi-Fi calling on their telephone. And now they can make perfect phone calls without having Verizon or AT&T or T-Mobile. So getting a good signal in some areas is a big deal, but if you have a good internet connection, that solves that problem.
We've never gone to a house with a Starlink system and not been able to get good service.
Right.
It's a product. You know, all the things I've installed through the past 30 years working for John, it is the most amazing product. I'll never forget the first day we installed that beta round dish, and we're looking at going, how could it possibly get this kind of speed? How could it be so efficient? And we're like, we're double checking and triple checking on our very first one. It was a beta test, what was that, 5 years ago?
At least.
And now it's like, if you don't get a 200 megabyte download, well, then, you know, you're junk. Well, before with Viasat or HughesNet, you thought 35 megabyte download was just awesome, you know, and now it's like, oh, that's something wrong. It's too slow.
Well, I think some people still probably remember for the basic internet, the dial-up.
Yeah, 0.56.
Yeah. I mean, we didn't know any better. Now if something takes it, if I click on something and it's not there in a half a second, I'm saying this is too slow.
Exactly. We're upgrading a lot of people. They have HughesNet, some of the wireless providers, and also Viasat. And when they call and ask about it, I just tell them, you are going to be so pleased, so amazed at the speeds. And they truly are. I sell it. JR installs it. He gets to see their faces.
They're like shocked. They go, well, I'm going to go to this website. It takes forever. That must have been wrong. And they'll do it again. No, that's how it is. Yeah. Or go to video, streaming HD video, and show them that, okay, we're watching the video. I'm going to click forward in the video. And the blink of an eye, it's there. And they go, I've never seen anything go that fast.
Yeah. You know, it's not fiber. Fiber is still faster, but you can only get fiber in certain locations. But if you live out in a rural area and you're limited on your choices of fiber or cable, well, you know, even Starlink now came out with a $50 plan, so it's become affordable. It's no longer $100 and some.
Well, that was I was going to go to next, too, is that this has the competitiveness is brought down. If people make the switch,
yes,
they're going to find out that they're going to save a couple of Lincoln and Jacksons.
Yeah, well, right now, if people order through me, I can give them a free month of service to try it out, and they can always send it back if they don't like it, which we have had
Never
nobody
happened.
Do that.
Yeah.
They get free equipment, All you have to do is pay a couple bucks in shipping, $22, I think. And they also get a free Starlink Mini, which is a little portable unit that you can set in the windshield of your car and use internet on the road. So it's amazing.
And the assumption is that you can, again, with technology, you can link all these things that people want and need for home and business into one. They don't need 15 different separate things for this or anything
exactly.
like that.
Yeah, so right now, one of the big things that we're doing, we just did one last week over in Cambria, is gate cameras and surveillance at someone's gate. So we're able to create a link throughout the property, not just a gate, but property-wide. They can have Wi-Fi everywhere on their ranch, you know, their winery. They'll be able to see security cameras. They'll be able to open their gates remotely and even drive around on the property and have internet here and there. So Sonos systems, which are music systems we do, security cameras, streaming TVs, all of those things are internet products.
Can you tell when you go to an area, a testing device that, boy, this is going to be difficult, or this
when it comes to Starlink.
No?
Tell them about the one the other day with the trees that was amazing.
Yeah. But, you know, officially they say you're supposed to have an 80% sky view, and it's a big circle. And we have found that the Gen 3, the newer Starlink, seems to make up for it. It understands there's a tree here, there's a tree there, so if the satellite disappears behind that tree, it knows to already go to a different one. Well, I was at this job the other day, and I'm going, it ain't going to work. It ain't going to work. And I got it all going and plugged it in, and next thing you know, we're streaming high definition. It worked. And we're looking at the guy's history, and he'd lost service for like 10 seconds every hour. But if you're streaming, 10 seconds is no big deal because you're already loaded way ahead of the play on the screen. I'm just surprised. I ordered the Mini because I want to put it on the CERT truck. And what's funny is on the Mini, on standby, it still works, even though you're not paying, you're just paying $5 a month for it.
John, quickly, we got a break here in about 2 minutes. The interaction with the wine industry.
I don't know if you saw the article online recently, but the wine industry typically has tasting rooms and vineyards out in remote locations. So they're a big internet user. They've got wine clubs and businesses to manage inventory. We're now able to help the wine industry with a terrific internet connection where before they were probably working on some of the slower services. So that's been kind of a good thing for the wineries. We just did Sculptera Winery just recently here, and they've got Starlink at what, the plant, the vineyard, the tasting room. Right. They're thrilled. So for a wine company, it's definitely a great product.
Well, you know this, but for the people that we had to switch to Starlink because we, you know, as you mentioned, the trees, because we had the old antenna here that was supposed to, did shoot out. And then, we think about, okay, this isn't going to work. It may work for a time, even if they cut the trees, but it's going to keep coming back and back and back and back. And then what about the growth? Well, with the Starlink, we really don't have to worry about that.
Right. I'm curious, how well has it worked for you? I worked with your engineer putting it in.
Hasn't failed.
Good. That's what I mean. It's a terrific service.
We know of one failure, and it was hilarious because the lady wanted me to, I said, you want me to drill another hole? Yeah, I don't want to lose my internet. I said, no, let me use the same hole. No, I want to, trust me. And she's okay. And I'm up on the roof putting an antenna up for local. The next thing you know, she comes out and says it's not on. Well, I found out it was a worldwide outage for 3 hours, and of course that got fixed. And that'll never happen again.
Yeah, no, it's been amazing. And again, for the for some people, the transformation, it's just overwhelming because a lot of people's like, you know what, I just want to turn on my TV. But it's not as difficult as people think it is.
No, it's really not. So if people think it's difficult, they have any questions, I don't mind if they call me and just ask questions. We provide installation, but if they want to order through me and do it themselves, that's perfectly fine, too.
All right, John, we're going to head to break. Thanks. And we can talk a little bit about CERT coming up next. You're listening to KPRL.
Fox News. I'm Carmen Roberts. The White House says President Trump continues to monitor events in Minneapolis following the second fatal shooting this month of an American by federal agents.
Nobody in the White House, including President Trump, wants to see people getting hurt or killed in America's streets.
Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt. This as a federal judge hears arguments on whether to halt the ICE crackdown in Minnesota. Impact from this weekend's brutal winter storm is far from over. West Virginia Governor Patrick Morrisey.
West Virginia is dealing with a very dangerous cocktail of snow, of sleet, and ice, and then a lot of cold, cold temperatures.
Many are forced to cope without power, with about 630,000 customers from West Virginia to Texas without electricity. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm not usually a reviewer, but I had an amazing experience at Davis Body Shop. From start to finish, the experience was ideal. Everyone was friendly, helpful, and professional. They kept me updated, did quality work, and had me in and out. No hassles, and returned my vehicle to me in perfect condition.
If you ever have an accident and need to repair your car, you could do what Ann did from Paso Robles. She took her car to Davis Body Shop. And Peggy from Atascadero said,
our family needed repairs to one of our cars, and friends had recommended Davis Body Shop. We were very pleased with their helpfulness, their attention to detail that was provided to us. They explained the process and kept us updated as repairs were made. They also assisted us in securing a rental car. I would definitely recommend them to anyone who needs repairs to a car.
Davis Body Shop is the area's largest auto body collision specialist on El Camino Real at Atascadero and on Theater Drive at Paso Chevrolet.
Welcome back to Sound Off on this Monday afternoon. Kevin Will with J.R. and John Whitford from John Whitford Communication. And, sir, J.R., again, tell us, well, I think it's more than timely considering what we're seeing happening across the country of, you know, people were told as particularly back east and so forth to be prepared, this is coming, this coming. So, certainly has been active here for many, many years in this county.
Yes.
And I think a lot of times people, we get comfortable and don't think much about Mother Nature. Now, when Mother Nature happens, then we think about it and then we forget about it.
Well, that's true. You know, one of the great things about our lives is they're so easy compared to the so many people around this world, which is great. But at the same time, it gives us this a comfortable feeling that we're always going to be okay. I mean, if a third world, their power goes out, they don't care because they didn't have it to begin with. But here, if the power goes out, it's difficult. So, people don't like to think about disasters. But I've been studying it for 35 years, and I had a friend said, well, you got to be the most paranoid person out. I said, no, actually.
Well, I was going to say that's up to debate, but
I'm not. I'm happy with every day knowing that I have what I needed for disaster, and at the same time, I appreciate every day that there isn't a disaster.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, the classes are basically, they're very scheduled, by the way, what FEMA wants us to teach. You know, for instance, when I do, let's say, a disaster preparedness seminar that isn't a CERT class, I could basically talk about what I want to talk about. But at the classes, I have to stick to a certain, format. And in these classes, we teach you basic first aid. We teach you what expect the county to do in a major disaster, which is important.
Yeah.
Because you don't know what's going to happen next. And we teach you the preparedness portion, which I teach, is how to properly store food long term, how much you need, sanitation, things like that. Get home bag is critical.
I see him every morning. Get out of his truck with a bag that is as big as he is to put it in the work van because who knows what might happen. And it could, but today job, he says he'll use mine.
In this job, I don't know. Like, for instance, I'll be at Mojave National Monument for the USGS. So in this job, I don't know if I'm going to be 2 miles from home or 200 miles from home. So my pack has more than I'll ever need, and I'll just leave behind what I don't think I need to get home.
What do you think most people forget to do? Again, we're not talking when the emergency happens, but being prepared is the most important.
Well, I feel the get-home pack's important because, obviously, You need something in your car, let's say the overdue Great Quake hits, and you'll be walking home. And then if you are home, let's say you run out of the house because of some disaster, well, your car has your basic needs in the get-home pack.
And he has a list that we print out if anybody wants to contact him or I to get that list of what basic, should be in the getting home pack.
The basics. You know, what's interesting is if you go to ready.gov, they have a very simplistic list, but they're rethinking this now because they used to say at least 3 days, but they're coming to more reality where a minimum maybe should be at least 3 weeks, you know, of supplies. Because in a major disaster, it could take weeks before anybody could help you. Especially if the overdue Great Quake hit right now, there's nobody driving anywhere. Nobody's going to be able to help you for days and days before, you know, FEMA's here and the National Guard is here. Because all the roads will be closed because all the overpasses will be collapsed. The trees and phone poles in the way, so on and so forth.
So when you give a talk or the CERT, you have the training for even teens to learn this.
Yeah, we have a teen CERT program.
So obviously it's geared for, you know, us novices on to what to do, not only for ourselves, but to help others as well.
Correct. That's basically how it all started was when they started, it actually started in Los Angeles, which, by the way, has brigades of CERT members for every fire station. I mean, they're totally into it. They have monthly training for existing CERT members. They're totally into it. But basically, it's to help you help yourself, your family, and your neighbors. And then if you're on a team member, then you might be called out to help at a particular location. Face it, if there was a major disaster, there's not enough first responders. So as many people that know what to do and what not to do, which is very important, then it would help alleviate the first responders having to, you know, do so much.
How is CERT set up for volunteers in this county? I mean, you can always use more, but you're always looking, obviously.
Right.
But are we set up okay?
Not nearly as much as I'd like to see. Unfortunately, through the years, you remember back when Jim Fritchie started the program?
Yeah.
He was pretty robust in trying to keep everybody in contact, which is great. But for the most part, most people just want to continue on with their lives. So it's the ones that like to volunteer and want to keep up with things that we keep in contact with. I mean, we have, you know, a social gathering once a month and things like that. But, you know, we're still reformatting, I guess you could say, to try to create a better CERT team response if needed. And it takes a lot. There used to be the VOAB, which is Volunteer Organizations Assisting a Disaster. And the concept was for everybody that, like, the, you know, a lot of church groups help out in disaster. And the Red Cross, of course, helps out in disaster. That was all trying to be organized into one sanctioning body, I guess we could call it. We could all contact each other. And then the cooties hit, and all that fell apart.
Is there a connection with this, not only here, but nationwide, because CERT is nationwide,
right?
With FEMA?
Yes, there is. Well, remember, this is a FEMA project.
Okay.
You have to be sanctioned by a local, let's say, fire department or police department, but it's following FEMA's guidelines. It's their book on teaching people to be prepared.
And how often do you have these trainings?
Well, the next class that's coming up, I just spoke with the local manager, and he said the next class is March in Atascadero. So there's no classes till March, and it's the recreational. Let me look that up. It's, that's right, I shut my phone off. The recreation department, I think, of Atascadero, and they'll have the, pardon me, the information on the upcoming class.
And is it like a half a day or?
Oh, no, it's a total 20-hour class.
Okay.
And so what it'll be is 3 hours one night, 3 hours another night, 3 hours. The final day is the hands-on, and that's when I bring the CERT truck out, because I have the dummy, the fire extinguisher, which are training extinguishers.
And then at that point, somebody becomes a certified volunteer if they pass.
Right.
All right. All right, the music started. Gentlemen, John Whitford, JR, as we know, everybody knows him, and thanks for the light display every year.
Yeah, well, this is the last year.
We've heard that before, too.
Well, it's for sale this year.
Yeah, put it up for sale.
Thank you, Kevin.
Okay. All right, Susanna, not feeling well today, so I've got something coming up after the news and 1 o'clock. So who knows? All right, ladies and gentlemen, enjoy your afternoon, and thank you for listening to KPRL.
AM 1230 KPRL, 99.3 FM, KPRL.com, Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
It's 1 o'clock.